The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
4.5 to go here in the third. Rockets trying to go up 3-1. Harden, three! Wow! The Rockets have not turned the ball over the last 30 minutes and only two for the game. Here's a long three by Paul. Puts it up and through.
James Harden is having a special evening like he's having.
Paul on the move. Over Chang. That's feeling it was better. There's a nice block by Chang. Picked up by Nene in the corner. Gordon three. Put it down. Rockets in the third quarter. Get a three right there. With the basket. And Gordon trying to beat the buzzer. Three. Good! And that puts a bow on what was a spectacular third, getting to 100 points for the Houston Rockets. Steamrolls the Timberwolves in the third.
This was a one-point game at the half before a 50-point third quarter. What changed about your team's approach coming out of that locker room?
We hit the switch. The switch that we've been trying to hit, you know, from the beginning of the playoffs. On both ends of the floor. You know, it's pretty scary what we're capable of. When defensively we're locked in like that, and offensively we got it rolling. So, great quarter for us. It gave us the lead. And now we go back to the crib and try to finish it off.
So, a 50-point quarter? Yeah, that looked easy. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow, with a zero in the snow part, regular O in the Jon part. And you can also hit us up on Degenerates, at Degenerates 975. Text the show, 713-780-ESPN. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood, but you know what? Don't be, because it's a beautiful day outside. Your Rockets won. You should be happy.
That's right.
So, Astros didn't win, but...
No, and boy, that was a... That's a tough way to finish it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, because I was watching... I was flipping between the Leafs and the Rockets. And so I kind of had the split screen going. And I was also following the Washington game because I bet the Caps to win last night. So I'm like, I've got three things going on. Totally forgot about the Astros until I wrote my little Rockets article. And then I noticed on ESPN, oh, they're 2-0. I better switch over and watch it. And I got over just in time to see the Gurriel play at third. And as soon as it happened, you're like, oh, that's getting overturned.
Yeah, he's definitely out.
Yeah. So, but you know what? Rockets took care of business for all that, oh, they're not playing well, blah, blah, blah stuff. It did okay in the third quarter last night.
Not too shabby. You saw a little bit of life from Eric Gordon.
Yep.
And that was nice to see. It's always good when you can get outscored by 12 points in the fourth quarter and you still win by damn near 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's nice to have that kind of a cushion where you can basically just say, all right, let's go ahead and throw everybody out there. Aaron Jackson, go on out there, get some minutes. Like that's a nice luxury when you've got such a massive lead, going 31-point lead into the fourth. That's pretty nice.
What was impressive to me, not just that they put up 50, but the defense they played in that quarter.
Yep.
They cranked it up on both ends, and you know, you're just watching that going, okay, I think they got this. So. 713-780-ESPN is the number. So they'll come home now. They'll end this in five, and then we can start talking about what looks like it's going to be Utah.
Starting to look that way. They're definitely playing better right now. And man, when you've got freaking Mitt Romney clowning out on Russell Westbrook, things aren't going great for you.
No, and I don't think that one's over yet because I could still see the Thunder putting it together. But man, I like the way the Jazz are playing in that series, and I think it's gonna take quite the performance for Oklahoma City to get back in it.
You know what irks me, and I was gonna save this for Heyman, but
you're irked.
Yeah,
I like that.
ESPN tweeted yesterday right after the game of that game and said Russ vowed to shut down Rubio in Game 4. His hustle didn't disappoint, and it had a minute-long video of Russell Westbrook D'ing up on Ricky Rubio. And I'm like, didn't they lose?
Yeah, they lost.
They get their asses kicked. I don't know what they're doing.
About Russell Westbrook, win or lose, nobody cares. They're just like, oh, look how hard he plays.
Mm-hmm. And he picked up 4 fouls in the first half. What are you doing, ESPN? What are you doing?
That's life, John. So, hey, I understand you're going to be making an appearance on Culture Map.
That's the plan. We wrote a couple of pieces, and Eric asked me to write a review of Avengers Infinity War on Friday.
Oh.
Nice. You're fancy now.
No, not a fancy.
You're
so
cultured.
I did it for Justice League.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I just want to point out somebody suggested that you...
Oh, it was you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you were in the same meeting when I suggested it. I think you were asleep.
No, I think, Steven was like, oh, we have somebody else. I was like, okay, that's fine. I wasn't raising my hand.
And what did I say? We have somebody better. We have a guy who does Comicast. So,
that's true.
Yeah, I may be having something for Culture Map this week, too. So how about that? Actually, it's also going to run on Sports Map. But I have a piece that's about something we've talked about on the show before, and it's about the media.
Okay.
And how we blame the media for stuff. And how weak and pathetic that is, but also it's the media's fault.
Okay, sounds interesting.
It's actually something I'm working on as a book project, and I just kind of sort of snapshotted it in this. And it was going to be my Monday column for next week, but since it's already done, I think I'll probably trot it out tonight or tomorrow on Sports Map, and it'll show up on Culture Map on Friday. But I would just say, if you're one of those people who tends to believe everything that you see or hear or read, or you're following a certain person, this will be worth taking 5 minutes out of your day to read.
Okay.
It might change your perspective on things.
Maybe I'll do that then.
I'm actually very proud of this one, and I bounced it off a couple people who I really respect, and they all said the same thing, that it was really good, so it'll make an appearance.
I noticed you didn't bounce it off me.
Well, I was actually...
You don't respect me.
That's not true.
It's okay.
But I knew you were busy. I was actually going to ask you.
You know, I'd never, like...
You would never...
That would just piss me off. Yeah, I appreciate you actually not bouncing that off.
Yeah, I know better. Yeah.
But, you're too famous, AJ.
I really am.
You've become very
honestly.
Famous, that's I have right. to tell you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Man, what a beautiful day outside.
It's awesome.
I wanted to go for a run today, but I'm still my legs are still recovering from the weekend, so I just went to the gym instead. But man, this is just one of those days you kind of want to sit out. I wish we were doing the show outside today.
It's really nice. I actually went down to see my guys at Republic, Harley Davidson, and I left my bike with them to get some service done on it, and I took a demo bike.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hang on to it through the weekend.
What are you riding around on?
A 2018 Softail Breakout.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Maybe I'll keep this one.
It's a good day to be out on the bike. I drive a 2002 Softail, so it's like kind of, it's almost vintage at this point, which sounds crazy, but they've changed so much. This bike is so much lighter and so much quieter than mine.
Yeah,
it's a pretty marked difference. But yeah, it's really nice bike.
Ride about the same way, or is it a little smoother?
A little smoother, a little faster. It's got a sixth gear, which mine only goes to 5. It gets up there. Not that I would ever, push limits.
Right, because then you would be breaking the law because you would be speeding. And
I mean, it gets up to 65 miles an hour pretty
quickly. Yeah, and... Besides, if you drive that fast in Houston on a motorcycle, you're probably
going to die.
Somebody's going to cut you off and kill you. I'm asking for a friend here, but if someone in basically a white panel van with the windows blacked out cuts you off, you probably shouldn't honk at them, right? Hashtag it rubs lotion on its skin.
I wouldn't. I'd avoid that.
Okay. Because I realized that too late today when I was being cut off by what clearly looked like an abduction van. And... And then I'm like, I'm going to get away from this guy as fast as possible.
Yeah. But, good move.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in. A lot of good stuff to get to today. We will have Jerome on at 5:30, talk all things Houston sports with him. And at 5 o'clock, and it's almost funny because we were doing this before the show, I have the top signs you're getting old. And we're going to see where all three of us rank on this.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they might think I'm older than you.
Well, I honestly think there's something for all three of us on this list as I was going through it. And I don't know if John went through it yet, but it's pretty funny because there's like five or six things that it's like, yep, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm getting up there. All right. 713-780-3776. And a little pat on the back to me. My series predictions for the NHL, 6-1.
Good for you.
With one left, which I hope I'm wrong on, because I picked the Bruins to beat the Leafs.
What was the one you missed?
The Knights.
I thought they were losing to the Kings.
Yeah, and so I bet five of those series, so I was 4-1 on my bets.
Not bad.
Your Leafs are still alive.
I know. And so
hanging in there.
Trust me, I am rooting. I am rooting to be 6-2, but Freddie Anderson's going to have to stand on his head again. I don't know. I'm not confident. But hey, you got to a game 7. I wouldn't have given you a dime for that, a week ago. All right, quick break. We'll grab some calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I was just telling you about how great they are with my bike. That's the only place I trust to work on my bike because I know they're going to take care of it. They've got seven master technicians on staff, way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. When it comes to someone taking apart, putting together your bike, you want people who know what they're really doing, and Republic has a ton of them. Their inventory's out of this world. They've got a ton of great new bikes out on the showroom floor, and right now when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots thrown in, and that's what I'm riding around now. I'm demoing one of the 2018 Softail Breakouts. It's got a big back fat tire. Big forked out front tire. It's a really, really nice ride, really smooth ride. You got to check out these new bikes, guys. The customer satisfaction scores are in, and Republic above national, regional, and local averages, and number one in the market. They treat you better than anyone in Houston will. And starting tomorrow, they've got a gigantic pre-owned Harley-Davidson tent sale going on. Over 100 motorcycles marked to sell at wholesale prices. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores this Wednesday through Saturday, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You notice you have your lights in here now for the TV.
Yeah, it's
they don't bother you as much, do they?
Listen, I'm I can deal with this.
Okay.
Yeah, the lights that were in here before, that was unacceptable. And I'm glad that they realized that, and they came up with a solution. That's all I can ask, right?
Basically, this is that old sales technique. They brought in those lights basically saying, okay, this is the deluxe package. It's going to cost you $5,000. And you're like, holy bleep, all right, I guess I'm going to pay for it. And then they come back with the, okay, this is only $2,000.
Yeah.
That's what this is. They put those lights there to get you to where you wouldn't bitch about these lights.
Yeah.
Essentially what I think happened. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Kenneth, you get to lead it off today on The Blitz. What's up, man?
Hey guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
My reason for calling is,
do you see the Rockets closing or extending the series against Minnesota?
I think they're going to close it out. I think they'll close it out at home.
Yeah, tomorrow night's going to be a fun night for sports because we'll have, well, for me it will be. I know nobody else cares about Game 7, yeah. But I'll have that, the Rockets. And, Astros, you have Ohtani tonight. You excited about that?
Yeah. I got a not only did I get a lot of, I threw out a random tweet last night about Yuli Gurriel facing Ohtani. Did you see my
no,
tweet?
No, I did not. I did not. I apologize.
It's like over 100 and something retweets now, and
wow,
you know, like it's a very popular tweet.
It's from Clockwork Orange,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's got his eyes yeah. being peeled open, and I said Ohtani when or Yuli Gurriel when he found out Ohtani was pitching tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. I like
and,
that.
And it got a lot of love, and to the point where I don't know, somebody else made the exact same tweet this morning and then like accused me of stealing the tweet. And I didn't reply to it, and then they deleted their tweet before I could reply to it. But it was basically like mine says Yuli Gurriel when he found out Ohtani was pitching tomorrow.
Yeah.
This one said Yuli's face when he found out Ohtani was pitching today. Okay. And it had the exact same GIF.
So it was like, after you, but you stole it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But then he deleted the tweet, and I couldn't reply to it. But yeah, I'm excited about Ohtani night. I think it'll be fun to see him.
So I've been writing these novels about dragons and little people, and you know.
Yeah, and you just started this up.
No, I'm done with it. But
okay.
But George R. R. Martin, he stole it from me, even though he wrote them 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Hockley Dan said, "Did you see the person in the van? Was it the old man that has been stalking you lately?" It could be. It could be. I haven't seen that guy in a couple days. He might have died. I mean. You never know.
You mean your boyfriend?
It's not my boyfriend. Stop that.
Kind of, though.
Stop. Stop. But I was here all day yesterday, too, for the most part. Except for I left for a little time to go over to the gym, but otherwise I was here. Did not see him. Of course, I was hiding in my office most of the time. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And it's a stupid question, but why aren't baseball fields the same distance? That's always... it's one of the quirks of the sport, man, is that, you know, your home field dimensions are pretty much whatever you want to make them. I know they have standards now, I guess, but the reality is you can, and I think it's cool. I mean, it makes stadiums unique.
Yeah. The infield's the same.
The infield's the same.
The pitcher's mound's the same. I mean, that's all that really matters. You just got a little more wall in some places.
And some of them you have a little more room in foul territory than others.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the best parts about baseball. Is that the stadiums aren't the same. And, you know, everything else, the football field's exactly the same. A basketball court's exactly the same. The only real difference is, you know, sight lines, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know, so if you're shooting a basketball, it might be easier in some places than other because of the background. But I like that about baseball. I think it gives each little place its own little charm. Even crappy, old, beaten-up places like Oakland. And it also kind of, you can build a team to your stadium too, which is, I thought the dragon versus little people was a metaphor for Ohtani versus Altuve.
No,
that's probably a little racist. Maybe.
That's absolutely a lot racist.
Yeah, it's okay though. I didn't say it. 936 did.
Jerk.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So John, did you drop your podcast?
Yes, it dropped today, and we
straight fire.
So we did a death prediction, and basically we ran down the 18 movies, all of the movies in the MCU, and we gave you kind of like six that you should watch before Infinity War if you haven't caught up.
Me
no.
specifically?
No. If you haven't caught up.
Oh, okay. So the general population.
Yeah, and both of those are going to be separate articles on Culture Map leading up to the review.
You know who
Friday.
I predict is going to die? Mini me.
It's a good prediction.
Yeah. Sometime very soon.
Barbara
Bush isn't in the new Avengers movie. Mini me is.
Okay. All right, so give me a couple people you predict. Just a little tease for people so they can go.
That are going to die?
Not all of them, just like a couple.
I think Captain America dies.
Okay.
What?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Cap dies.
Ooh, they're
I got to be honest. Here's what if Captain America dies, there's no way to feel good about that movie when you leave.
No, and
I think that's what Marvel does. They want you to leave feeling good.
No, but a lot of people are saying this is a lot different than anything that they've brought out.
People are going to be pissed if Captain America dies.
Not me.
They'll be pissed.
Not me. He's not my favorite.
He's not my favorite either. He's my wife's favorite.
Mm.
And it, like, I don't like him because he's just a regular human. I mean, he's got some. He got pumped up with some steroids, but like, other than that, he's just like a regular guy. Like, I like real superheroes, but I also I get frustrated with like Thor being a god. That almost makes it unfair. So I don't know.
The god. He's just a god.
He's just a god.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think Iron Man's probably my favorite, probably because of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Growing up, Spider-Man was always my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I loved Spider-Man when I was a kid.
But I think of this group.
But not like Spider-Man's good for kids because it's like a funny comic and, yeah. It's jokey.
I think the Guardians are my other ones that I don't want to see die. But I think Star-Lord gets it. That's my prediction. Yeah.
No way.
No, I think they have one more Guardians to film.
Oh, okay.
So there's a three. There's a three. He's not going to die.
He's safe.
Oh, okay. I think most of all the Guardians are safe. Gamora might die because she is the daughter of Thanos, and I could see that being kind of a big plot point. And killing off, one of her children might be one of the big emotional impacts of the movie. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I that's another thing. It's like the draft. I wasn't excited until this week. And now Jong's been talking about it for 2 days, and I'm seeing all the trailers now. I'm like, how soon do I get in to go see this? Because I hate opening weekend crowds. I loathe them. But I'm fired about this one.
Go either like Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's probably the best time. I think I'll go Sunday morning when everybody's in church. I'll be the heathen.
That's the way to go.
A32 says all about Ant-Man. I love Ant-Man. I think there's a second Ant-Man movie coming too, right?
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, in July. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It's going to be a pretty good stretch here with Infinity Wars and Deadpool 2. And now you got another Ant-Man.
And I don't know if you guys are interested in another Star Wars movie, but Solo's coming out.
Yeah.
No, not interested.
I don't think I am either, but I'll probably go watch it because I'm a stupid idiot.
We had a caller yesterday that wanted to know if AJ got to see A Quiet Place.
I did see it.
And he wanted to know what your thought was.
I thought it was good. I mean, obviously it's called A Quiet Place, so I mean this should come as no surprise, but there's like not enough dialogue for me to love the movie.
Well, it's a quiet place.
Yeah, I mean it's a really quiet movie.
Man,
like awkwardly.
Yeah, I went to one of those. I think it was Star Cinema Grill where you eat. We got our food when the movie started, and we could not eat because we were making too much noise. And the first 10-15 minutes of the movie, dead silent, nothing, no noise.
It's awkward. Yeah, I was glad that I didn't go to I think the one by us is now a Star Cinema Grill. It used to be Alamo Drafthouse, and it was way better when it was Alamo Drafthouse.
It's just like Sundance downtown used to be awesome, and now it's sold out to TMC.
Yeah.
All the big ones buy them up.
What are you going to do?
So I should wait and see that at home, is what you guys are saying?
No, I think
it's a good movie.
Auditory perspective, I think it's good to watch in theaters because they play with the sound. Unless you have a surround system at home, I think it's kind of cool how the way that they use sound throughout the entire movie.
I do have a surround sound system at home, so I tell you, I watched.
You're a rich.
I'm not a rich, but
I have one speaker.
Well, I've told you
in the next room over.
The wife has a habit of buying all these gadgets, right?
Yeah,
she's got an Alexa. She's got electric everything, and so she got speakers so that now it sounds like we're in the theater. And she, so I'm not going to complain. The only time it's bad is if she falls asleep and I like to be downstairs watching TV at night. I'll occasionally get the text, turn the damn TV down.
Yeah.
But
get that.
And it's like, close the damn door, woman.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Were you born in a barn?
Exactly. Well, I guess she was, technically.
Well, she's. It's possible. All right, guys, let me tell you about Dirt Free. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will come out and they'll clean 3 rooms for $100 and give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game. No chemicals, no soaps, just the super water is what they use. It sounds crazy, but they've got these massive van-powered units and this super water that's chemical and soap-free to get your floors looking great. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. John, a lot of people saying, doesn't Vision have to die since Thanos gets one of the...
Not necessarily. They can... Shuri can take the stone out of his forehead without killing him. And there is a sneak peek.
But does
of
he have
that.
Any powers then?
Yeah. Yeah, he will. He
the
won't.
Same powers?
No. It'll change. But Vision, he's on the maybe list. I think he's on the... We put together a tiers. He's on the second to the bottom.
He's also too powerful.
He is powerful, but they toned him down for the movies.
That's good.
Like, he's not as powerful. Like, Scarlet Witch,
yeah,
she's
super powerful, too.
She's super powerful in the comics,
yeah.
But she's not as powerful in the movies because...
I don't know. She was pretty good was it the Age of Ultron?
Yeah. In the comics, she actually takes the gauntlet off of Thanos' hand.
Oh.
Yeah, using her power. So it's you know, they toned her down. But they could just be saying, like, she still hasn't, I guess, got up to that potential yet to, you know, be that powerful. But they've toned a lot of the superheroes that are really strong, like Doctor Strange is supposed to be really strong too, they've toned down a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, you almost have to, right? Because he's even more powerful than Thor. I mean, he's going in between time and space and everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he says, could Cleveland draft both Darnold and Mayfield? Hashtag hedge. I've heard that. I've heard the rumor they might think about drafting two quarterbacks. I can't see him doing it. One of the things about draft picks is they're like buying a car. Once you drive them off the lot, they're not worth what they're never worth the same. So if you draft a guy fourth, you're not going to get, even if they both turn out to be good, you're not going to get a number four pick for him. I don't think so. You know, I don't know.
I don't think that makes any sense.
No,
honestly.
I think you pick the one you think has the best chance to succeed. And if I'm picking first and I desperately need a quarterback, actually, if I'm Cleveland, I think you make me GM for the day. I'm saving that fourth pick for the quarterback because I like three guys.
Yeah.
And they may not like Rosen, but I figure Rosen, I don't like Allen, let me be honest. But if I'm Cleveland and they like him, to me, there's three guys there. Take Barkley or take Chubb. Take the best player.
And then you're going to get at least...
You're going to get one of those guys. Yeah. You're guaranteed to. Unless you just clearly believe one of them's better. Now, I would do that. I say I would do that, but I think if I'm Cleveland, I just take Darnold and not worry about it because that's... I think he's better than the other two, but I don't know for sure.
I would take Darnold and then take whoever's left at four, maybe hopefully Barkley. I wouldn't take a running back with the number one overall pick.
I don't like that either, but if you think he's the best player in the draft... Even so, what's your value for that? 5 years?
Maybe.
Yeah, a defensive lineman, your value is probably 8-9 years minimum.
Yeah.
Quarterback, you hope it's 10 or 11.
Yeah.
If the guy can play. But
like offensive line, you're hoping 10 or 11. That's why running back, it's so hard for me to say, like, yeah, let's use the number one pick on a guy who might be here for, who might have 5 or 6 years of effectiveness if he's good.
If you think your team is a lot closer than...
Team's that close, you're probably
not drafting
number
first.
One.
No, not unless you made a deal.
And the other thing about the Cleveland taking two quarterbacks, like just the optics alone on that, if you're the decision maker, like what confidence does that show in the number one pick if you go and hedge with the number four pick?
Yeah.
I mean, that's and to me, like.
What does your coaching staff do when, I mean, one of them struggles and now you're putting the other one in? You're just kind of you're creating a mess.
Like, if I'm the whoever's the owner and this is the plan the GM comes to me with, I'm going to be like, so you're telling me you don't know if any of these guys are worth taking. You're telling me you can't find a good player in this draft. Because if that's got to be the case, you're not sure about somebody.
Yeah.
I want a GM who's going to come to me. If I'm the owner, I want a GM who's going to come to me and say, hey, this is where we're going. This is going to change our franchise. And if you can't do that, I don't have much confidence in you.
Yeah. The more we were talking about Darnold yesterday. I don't trust him. But of all the quarterbacks, if I'm drafting one, the one point that I heard somebody make yesterday that made a lot of sense was, you know, Matt Ryan had a lot of picks in college too. And that was one of the reasons I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Now, that was also at Boston College where he didn't have a whole hell of a lot of talent around him and he was the only guy. But, yeah, I go back to what I said yesterday. If Deshaun Watson, you draw a line through his senior year and he's out a year sooner, he's a top three pick.
Right.
Sam Darnold, you draw a line through last year, he's a top three pick. So he's
top one pick.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been the number one pick in last year's draft.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN 346. That's like the year the Timberwolves took two point guards in the first round.
How'd that work out for them?
No, they don't have either one anymore. The other one turned, well, one of them turned out okay. Just not for them.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's just, it would be kind of bizarre, and I don't know that it would necessarily be the best use of their, assets there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Like, since they did that, which I guess that was like, what, 2009-ish, they took Rubio and Johnny Flynn. Like, have they been even competitive since doing that?
No.
They pretty much wrecked their franchise.
Rubio took a long time to develop, and then he wound up developing for somebody else.
Right.
And Johnny Flynn was just garbage. That guy never did anything.
Never good.
Not even when the Rockets brought him
in. No. It's funny, is the best point guard that that they drafted that year, they traded to Denver. It was Ty Lawson.
Yeah.
Whew. What a mess.
Well, they also had they didn't have a chance at Steph Curry.
Look at that. They also drafted Nick Kalaitis in the second round. So, like, they were just like, we need every point guard. We need them all.
You're going to run that four-point guard offense.
How odd is that?
Yeah. And
no, they did have a chance to draft Steph Curry.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of all the point guards they took.
Yeah.
Took the wrong ones.
Well, even Jeff Teague at 19 would have been better than the other two.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of things they could have done in that
Drew
draft.
Holiday?
They would have been better. DeMar DeRozan. I mean,
what would history be like had they taken Steph Curry instead of Johnny Flynn? Would Steph Curry be Steph Curry? We know the Warriors wouldn't be the Warriors.
Man, who knows? I mean, think about this. Think about how, like, we could agree that, you know, in the last, God, I guess we're going back almost 15, almost 20 years, the Kings, since that run where they had Chris Webber and Mike Bibby, and they went to the Western Conference Finals and barely lost to the Lakers. Since then, the Kings have been, like, one of the most embarrassing franchises in the NBA. What if they take Steph Curry instead of Tyreek Evans there?
Oof.
Is their whole franchise different now?
I don't know. Because I don't know if he becomes Steph Curry there. I think he becomes a really good player. Because, I mean, good players are going to be good players. But would he be MVP Steph Curry?
I don't know. That's pretty wild.
I mean,
they would be better. I mean, he'd be better than Tyreek Evans.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, but what would they have put around him? Because they're not very good at that.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, that year, the roster had Kevin Love and Al Jefferson as the two best players on that team. So, I mean, I think they could have done something.
Yeah, that would have been a playoff team.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Warriors, but I think they would have been, you know, a top five seed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You would think. 409 asks, what about RG3 and Cousins in the same draft? That always comes up when that wasn't first and fourth overall pick. That was first round, fourth round. I have no problem with something like that because you weren't taking Kirk Cousins to be your starting quarterback. You were taking him to be a backup quarterback that if he developed into something, he would be insurance. I mean, there's a big difference between taking a guy in the fourth round and taking a guy with the fourth overall pick. So, that's like asking, what if the Rockets selected Jordan? You know, there was a trade on the table. This is going way back. The Bulls had offered that pick. I'm sorry, the Blazers had offered that pick plus Clyde Drexler for Ralph Sampson. So the Rockets conceivably could have drafted Olajuwon, Jordan, and had Clyde on that team had they traded Sampson to the Blazers.
Oh, man.
But at the time, everybody thought Sampson was, you know, that this was before he started getting hurt, and he was supposed to be the greatest thing ever. But, you know, that's it's not an impossibility that it could have happened.
Yeah.
That was offered, certainly. But, you know, if you go back and look at it at the time, you're like, oh, man, you can't really trade Ralph Sampson. He's a game changer. He's 7'4".
Yeah. And it turns out, listen, we just got this new center. He's way better.
Yeah. Well, at the time, you really didn't know if Olajuwon was going to be better than Sampson.
Yeah.
Because, and that's why it's easy now to look at. But, man, if you'd done that and you'd had Drexler for that whole stretch and Jordan and Olajuwon, you know, you think it was the Bulls were great for winning six titles. I wonder how many that group would have won.
Yeah.
But, instead, the Blazers went for Sam Bowie, and that didn't work out for them, and it worked out very well for the Bulls to get Michael Jordan. All right, I'll tell you what else can work out very well. That's if you donate a vehicle to my friends at Texans Can Academies. And, hey, guys, spring cleaning time, right? You want to get that stuff out of there? Well, let's say you've got a truck or a car or an RV, a tractor, a motorcycle, you know, Sea-Doos, anything, and it's been sitting in your garage. You don't know what to do with it. It's just kind of gathering rust, and it's gathering cobwebs. And maybe you're going to fix it up. Now it won't even start. Maybe it even had flood damage and you just don't know what to do with it. Well, donate it to Texans Can Academies because they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. And that's if you tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. And the cool thing is it just takes minutes to fill this out online. They handle everything. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it no matter where you are. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. Kids who have dropped out of other schools, they get opportunities that they would have never gotten thanks to Texans Can Academies. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around that so that they can go to class and graduate and go on and do great things. Some of them have transportation problems getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. That's what they do. They work with these kids to give them another chance, and it just makes us a better community across the board. And you can do your part. All you got to do is give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I wrote this.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great one. Time to check
How's
out.
How's yours?
It's great.
For a Tuesday or pretty good
Just
overall?
In general, man. I'm loving life these days. Just little stuff like getting to the gym every day has just made all the difference in my attitude. So I'm feeling great. I wasn't feeling too great right before the show started because I just went over there right before we came on. But when the lights come on, and right now there's really lights.
Yeah, it's like boom.
Yeah, it's like, let's do this. Let's have some fun today. I know it's a Tuesday and it sucks. This is the worst day of the week. Nothing good ever happened on a Tuesday. And that's all right because tomorrow will be Wednesday, and suddenly we're a day closer to the weekend. And then Thursday's here, which, you know, almost is a new Friday. And then, you know, so we'll get by. We'll do it. But if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, some interesting stuff on there, starting with Raheel's column, where he basically gives you the best follows on Twitter for Astro season. Some of them are pretty obvious. Some of them aren't. But that's worth checking out. I have my five thoughts on the Rockets game 4 win over the Wolves. We have Charlie Palillo's first video on how tonight's Astros game is the one to go watch. We have our soccer recap, which I don't really understand any of it, but it's, you know, if you're into soccer, it makes sense to you. And we got Jermaine Every's column on how the Texans are going to continue to suck and the Rockets and Astros are good. And Barry Warner did his draft week's one of his favorite times of the year. And he talks,
I love it too.
He talks about when he actually worked for the Oilers. and did scouting, and it's pretty fascinating because he scouted the historically black colleges and universities for the Oilers, and his two picks were one of them turned out to be Ken Houston. He was given two picks. He was given the sixth round and the ninth round. So Pete Barnes was his first pick in the sixth round. He had a 10-year career. And Ken Houston, defensive back from Prairie View, ninth round, made the Hall of Fame.
Not bad.
So I found that interesting. So if you want,
I find it interesting that there was a time when they would, like, organizations would let scouts make picks.
Yeah. Well, they had 17 picks, I think.
Yeah, but still, so, it's like, man.
It's like, okay, you get the sixth round and the ninth round. It's like, okay. All right, so I'm looking at this new camera thing, and other than not having a good background behind us, because it's kind of, I think this shot looks a lot better on the live stream. We just need to get that thing sort of squared away. But that looks better, huh?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, and the lighting looks good.
Yeah, and it's not burning my eyes out.
No. So, John, this is a... we just need to get the backdrop fixed because...
Yeah, they're going to do a bunch of stuff back there. And the other camera, it's kind of facing just on Fred.
Okay.
I'll switch it over to kind of show you.
Okay. Well, I don't really want it to just be on me because that's...
I like how John has a switch.
Yeah. Ooh,
I do have a switch.
Oh, so you're also our television producer now.
Yeah. And I'm going to have a camera in here, which will probably not be on me very much.
Should be.
No. I don't want
to
see that.
We should have the switch to put it on you.
Yeah. When we don't feel like it, for instance, a little underdressed or something, feeling uglier than usual. It's like, oh, you know what? Let's put this on Jong today.
So when does this go live? When are we looking live, folks?
By the end of the week, I think.
I think so. They're trying to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the people get a chance to look at it. But, I can see all this junk that other people have left here. Like the microphone covers are all over the place. And now I realize how stupid it looks to have my bag here and your water. We're going to have to make little adjustments like that.
We'll have to get a table over here.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That is actually...
don't want to say anything, but somebody had an idea for that. Somebody actually put one back here.
Yep.
What do you think happened?
Some douchebag moved it back. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Now we have a video recording of everybody. So we'll know who moves that table.
Oh, yes.
And I would just say... the only rule should be if you have higher ratings than us, you can move the table. That seems fair to me.
That's fair. That's legit.
Yeah. Over a 4-month span.
Yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I'm happy to take some calls today. Not much else to say about the Rockets.
I was thinking about the... I've got to write for Sports Map this weekend, and I kind of started working on it, but then I realized, wait a minute, the draft is on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm writing about players that I like and players that I don't like. And, like, some of those players might already be taken by the time my article goes
up. Especially the ones you don't like.
Could be.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about it. Would you rather me write, like I was planning on doing, like having a handful, four players that I like, three or four that I do like, would you rather me focus only on players that are left after the first round? Would you rather me put my story in early? Or would you rather me go over who I think did well on day one and who I think didn't do well on day one?
Why don't you just do it early? Just do it on Thursday. That way you don't have to change anything.
Okay.
You don't have to redo it.
Okay. That's what I'll do then.
So...
That's what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah, see, I'm flexible. I'm pretty reasonable.
But I know I've got a day that, like, you know, that I'm supposed to do, and I don't.
We'll have plenty of draft stuff. We're gonna have some videos from on site. We're gonna have all kinds of cool draft stuff.
Okay,
so, you'll be all right. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Patrick, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey guys, I wanted to ask your opinion on the NBA draft. I am unfortunately, diehard Bulls fan, and I'm curious, you know, is there anybody in that draft that we can put our hopes on and maybe even combine our two picks, you know, our pick and New Orleans pick, maybe trade up to get? And if we do, is there somebody worth that?
Who's where are the Bulls picking? They're like, I know they're in the top 10 with one of them. I don't know what their other pick is, but there's going to be players available. They're number six.
Oh, yeah, they'll do okay.
I promise you, there's a player worth taking there at six. They've got six and 22. I don't know for sure who's going to be around at six. My guess is that DeAndre Ayton's going to be gone and Marvin Bagley will be gone. Those are my two favorites. There's that Euro kid, the Luka Doncic. He's probably going to be gone.
Now, I last story I saw is he's supposed to go number one overall.
He could. And then, like, Jaren Jackson is – Jaren Jackson's a guy who could possibly be there, the center from Michigan State. Michael Porter Jr. from Missouri could possibly be there around six. Mo Bamba from Texas could be there around six, who – I mean, you put that guy in the same front court as – is Lauri Markkanen.
That's interesting.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But he's a rim protector. He's a shot eraser. He's just a.
But now I don't think he scratched the surface of what he can be yet either.
Yeah. And then Mikal Bridges will be there. And Mikal Bridges, who, you know, he was sort of the unheralded star on Villanova because he, you know, he basically ended up playing with the best player in the country. But Mikal Bridges is really good and really NBA ready. He's a solid defender. That would be to me a really interesting pick.
Okay, I'm not
so
sure.
There's good players to be had at number six for the Bulls.
I'm not sure what I think of this shot of just me, John.
That's the guest mic.
Okay, I mean it's not awful.
It's the guest cam.
I mean I don't look as hideous as I thought I would look, especially in HD. But that's because I've got a hat covering most of my face and a computer in front of me, and so you can't really see how ugly I am.
I like that about you.
But it does I don't look ridiculous.
You look worse. You look better than you thought you would look.
Yeah, which, you know,
I mean, the bar was set low.
But the bar was set very low. I was thinking one or two in HD, but which, okay, but you can switch back to the other camera now.
Before AJ did Mo Bamba and Bridges as the that would be available for the Bulls at six. According to NBADraft.net, AJ named all five players before the list that you went down that are going to be taken before the Bulls pick.
Who were the five?
You got DeAndre, was it eight? Ayton. You got Marvin Bagley, Jaren Jackson Jr., Luka Doncic, and Michael Porter.
Okay.
And then this site has Chicago Bulls taking Trae Young.
That's the one guy I don't want that's projected in the top 10. You guys can have him. That's the guy I'm staying away from. My favorite player in the draft is Marvin Bagley. And I know DeAndre Ayton is probably going to be the first pick, him or that Doncic kid. But to me, Marvin Bagley is going to be Kevin Garnett. And if he can be 90% of what Kevin Garnett was, that's the best player in this draft, in my opinion. I'm not an NBA GM, so I don't know who will end up going, but I he's my favorite prospect. But I like Bamba a lot. I like Ayton a lot too. I like Mikal Bridges a lot. I like Colin Sexton a lot too. I don't know where he's projected.
Number 10 to the Sixers.
Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. If I'm Markel Fultz, I'm probably saying, hey, what's going on here?
Hey, why is Raheel and Dell on the stream all of a sudden?
They shouldn't be.
That's Raheel and Dell.
Would it be? Hell?
Why do you always watch the stream when we're on?
I'm just kind of curious how it's going to look when we're... I just have it up so that, you know... I mean, once we're doing it and people are able to look at it, I just kind of... I'm trying to get a sense of the best way to, you know, dress, the best angle to be at, the best, you know, the best
thing
to be doing. I'm not... It's not vanity. It's just when people do tune in, I want it to look the best it can. But now I'm looking at it and it's Raheel and Dell, which I don't want to see ever.
Well, is that going on in there?
Did you flip the camera back?
Yeah, well, now I did.
Okay.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Jacob, who last June was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He was working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. And less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited, and they've got financial aid available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.